It is 4 p.m. here at KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford University on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. My name is DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and this is episode 6, yes, 6 of my show here on KZSU, which I have been enjoying tremendously. Very quick update on the status of the show, of course, is that we will be highlighting the album by Omar Ofendim. The album is Syrian Americana, as well as highlighting the album by Tanya Saleh Wehde, two albums that I can't say enough about, and I think by the end of the show you're going to be running to buy. But either way, I do have some kind of disappointing news, because Omar Ofendim's plane has been delayed, and he's on his way to Stanford, but will not be able to make the live show. However, kids, fear not, because I plan to record a small interview with him over the next couple of days. He will be performing at Stanford. Stay tuned for that, as well as many other things on my show. But to get things started, let's begin with Tanya Saleh and her new album, Wehde. I'm just going to have you hear the title track, and then I'm going to come back and gloat and gloat and gloat till the word Tanya Saleh, or the words Tanya Saleh, do not leave your mind. Here's Tanya Saleh and Wehde.
I'm funny. Wenn es heilig. Wenn es heilig.
Wow, what did you think of that? That was the title track from Tanya Saleh's brand new album called Wehde, which means so many things on so many levels. The word Wehde in Arabic could mean national unity. It could mean a girl. It could mean so many other things. And we're going to be talking about this wonderful album, her second album that has just been released in Beirut. It is the talk of the town there. And we'll also be featuring another album today. We'll be spotlighting Omar Efendim's gem, this album called Syrian Americana that I can't say too much about. Again, Omar Efendim will not be making it to the show today for a live interview, but I'm hope to be interviewing him later on while he is at Stanford for the next couple of days. He's going to be performing here. He's going to be performing in Berkeley. And so Omar Efendim, yes, will be all over the place, and we'll be highlighting his album right here on KZSU 90.1 FM, the show Hi Kifak Sava and DJ Ramsey. As part of the 12th annual International Russian Music Piano Competition, a concert will be held to benefit the victims of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. The performance will take place on June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at Le Petit Trianon Theater in downtown San Jose and will feature Van Cleburne medalist Antonio Pompa Baldi and other world-class pianists. For more information, please visit www.RussianMusicCompetition.org. That's www.RussianMusicCompetition.com. Again, I'll say it one more time. www.RussianMusicCompetition.com. I hope you've enjoyed Tanya Saleh's song, which is really the first of a couple of tracks that I'm going to preview with you today and talk to you about why these songs are so amazing. But in the meantime, we have with us in the studio today a very special guest, sort of like, you know, and I'm not going to say a stand-in for Omar Efendim because nobody could fill those shoes, but certainly we've got a kid from Stanford, a Stanford student who loves KZSU. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What is your ism?
Ismi Ibrahim.
Wow. So for those of you who want to translate, that is his name. Is it Abraham or Ibrahim?
It's the more refined version of Abraham. Oh. So if you want to sound exotic, you say Ibrahim.
And if you want to sound trashy?
You say Abraham.
No, well, of course. I think we just like lost about, you know.
I'm kidding, everyone. I love the name Abraham.
Oh, good. I really don't want to lose my audience here, Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is one of those students who are, you know, Arab-American students who are attending Stanford and who actually can speak beautiful Arabic. But Ibrahim, it's kind of interesting. You're what we call a heritage learner here at Stanford, right?
Yes.
Because you speak Arabic and you understand Arabic, but you can't write or read in Arabic.
No, I'm bad. I'm illiterate in a sense.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background in terms of your linguistic background and how you picked up Arabic and how you came to be at Stanford today speaking on our station in this beautiful Arabic of yours?
Well, I don't know if I could say beautiful, but I'll give my background first and then lead up to that. My parents were born and raised in Yemen, so Arabic is their first language. They didn't speak English until they came to the U.S. in their 30s, so they could read and write. But growing up here in the U.S., especially in the town I grew up in, it was the Central Valley of California where Arabic teachers aren't common.
What town is it called?
I don't know if anyone really knows this town. If you do, props to you. But the town is named Visalia.
Visalia. Google that on Google Earth or something.
It's a small town. Not really much cultural diversity with Middle Easterners there. So I didn't really have a chance to learn to read and write at Sunday school or any kind of Arabic school, and my parents never had the chance to sit down and teach me just with their busy schedules. So I would pick up the language by speaking to them and speaking to other family members when I needed to. And it was always a goal of mine to learn to read and write, and I guess I've just been lazy throughout the years, and now recently I've met Ramsey, who's obviously.
Oh, you mean me? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you mean DJ Ramsey, right?
The amazing DJ Ramsey,
oh, well,
yes.
Thank you. Yeah, there are your checks on the way for the PR.
Yes, I've met him recently, and I've just heard praises throughout campus about what a great Arabic teacher he is. And now I think I'm finally getting the tracks moving on learning how to read and write.
I'm speechless, and people go, "You never shut up, Ramsey." And I'm sitting there speechless. Actually, I didn't bring you here to sing my praises. I was brought here to sing, you know, the praises of the Arabic language through you and your ability to speak this beautiful Yemenite dialect. Is it Ibrahim, or do you speak Fusha, what's known as classical Arabic?
I guess I would say I speak Yemenite, even though that adjective I'm not such a fan of, but that is how you would say it. Yes.
Okay.
The Arabic way you would say Yemeni.
Yemeni. Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said Yemenite. That was a little bit, you know.
It's fine. That's definitely, I guess, the Western way of saying it. But me, I'm kind of a snob when it comes to Middle Eastern pronunciations.
Yeah, I could tell when you walk through the studio, you're very snobby.
Yeah, I mean, my nose is up in the air all the time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Enough. What's up with that, Brahim? You're giving, you know, Muslims a bad name. So listen, kiddo, I was going to actually let you choose the next song. And I know that you've been talking about this song for a while now. You kind of like you enjoyed it because it was half Arabic and half English. And what's the title of the song you like?
If I'm remembering correctly, I think it's named Finjan.
Finjan, absolutely. And yes, who sings that?
The great Omar Efendim, of course.
Of course. Omar Efendim, who's going to be at Stanford actually performing tomorrow during the Brooklyn Beats to Beirut Streets Artist Workshop from 2:30 until 4 p.m. at the Coho. That would be at Stanford University tomorrow, April 29th. Don't miss him. He's going to be there. He was supposed to make my show, and it was such a nice thing that he did. Ibrahim, he called, and just to say, you know, I'm so disappointed I'm not going to be able to make it. However, he will be at the Coho. And hopefully we'll get a little interview with him at that time. So, Brahim, this song is dedicated to anybody special or just to the world at large? Or how do you feel?
To the Arabic music loving world at large.
Wow, that there would be the entire world in an ideal world.
Yes.
Here is Omar Efendim, and the song is Finjan.
It had been about sunset when we crossed the river. I took my father's letter out of my pocket and began to write down on the back of his letter this poem, "The Negro Speaks of Rivers."
أنهار كثيرة عرفتها أنهار كثيرة أزلية كما العالم عرفتها أنهار أزلية تدفقت حتى قبل أن يتدفق الدم في شرايين البشر وروحي ازدادت عمقا كالأنهار فأنا بمياه الفرات استحممت حتى قبل انبلاج فجر الحياة وعلى ضفاف الكونغو بنيت كوخي حيث هللتني مياه ليغفو من دلتا النيل العالي أشرفت وشيدت الإهرامات العظيمة وإلى شدو المسيسيبي استمعت حين مر به لينكولن في دربي إلى نيو أورلينز ومع الغروب رأيت أحضانه الطينية تتحول لكتل ذهبية لقد عرفت أنهارا أنهارا أزلية معتمة كما الغسق وروحي توغلت في القدم وروحي ازدادت عمقا كالأنهار
Well, that was Omar Efendim, of course. And from the album Syrian Americana, we actually heard a different track than the one that I was intending. And that was, we heard The Arab Speaks of Rivers. And that is from the album Syrian Americana. But fear not, we will be playing Finjan a little later on. And frankly, I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a background about Finjan before I actually started the song. But, you know, we'll have plenty of time for that here on Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM, Stanford University. I hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and and music that I have been playing so far. My show's on every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. And my very, very warm thanks, we say in Arabic, shukran, to Ibrahim, who stopped by the studio and spontaneously gave us an interview about being a student of Arab-American background, and specifically from Yemen, his family, and the way classical Arabic intersects with colloquial Arabic and creates this sort of melange of semi-classical, semi-colloquial dialect that actually works in so many ways. Different than the written or spoken Arabic, which of course in itself is purely in its Fusha form, meaning the classical Arabic kind of form. I hope you'll stay with me. I'll be with you until 6 o'clock here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Ramzi Salty, the show Hi Kifak Sava, and let's move on with the show.
روح يسطى محمود قدها وقدود يا سلمى يا سلامة يا سلامة يا سلامة
سلمى يا سلامة
يا سلمى يا سلامة
يا سلمى يا سلامة
يا سلمى يا سلامة
سلمى يا سلامة
رحنا وجينا بسلامة صلاة النبي عالشخص منا دايما تلقاها بلا قافية اللي في جيبه يدفن جرحه والبركة في العين والعافية هتاخد من العيشة دي غير الستر يا شيخ خليها ماشية الدنيا فانية يا سلمى يا سلام
سلمى يا سلام سلمى يا سلام
يا سلام
أصبح محتمل كنت أشوفه من عينيه وقال يقول لي بالآخر سوري
don't worry
صار
هجر خلى كل شي وما زال قيسي علي قلبه الحلو كل شي أصبح محتمل كنت أشوفه من عينيه وقال يقول لي بالآخر سوري Don't worry شو اللي صار خلاه يتحول أنا قلبي حبه من الأول لا شو اللي صار خلاه يتحول أنا قلبي حبه من الأول
I'm not الفجر خلى كل شي وما سأل قسي علي قلبه الحلو كل شي أصبح محتمل أنا كنت أشوفه من عيني وقال يقول لي بالأخير سوري
Yazan Arrosan and the group Autostrad from the album Autostrad. That was a song called Safar. And before that, we heard what this show is famous for, Haikifak Sava, where we hear an old song and then sort of remix it with a new song. But there was a little bit of a twist this time. The two versions you heard were of the same song called Salma Ya Salama, originally a very, very old song made popular by Sayed Darwish, and basically was sort of re-recorded by a guy named Isa Ghandour. Isa Ghandour has this album called Darwish, and it is really an ode and a tribute to Darwish and his music. And we're not talking about the poet, of course, we're talking about the musician. And basically, he takes all his old songs and kind of sings them while retaining the original track. If you like that song, and if you like Isa Ghandour's style, it's all this kind of music on his album called Darwish, available at forwardmusic.net. And also, we went from that and segued into Dalida, the one and only Dalida, who was born and raised in Egypt of Italian origin, made it huge in France, and had decades worth of successes, one after the other. The song was Salma Ya Salama, the same song you heard initially, and basically that transitioned into Yazan Rausan and Safar Travel. Hope you enjoyed it, and we've got a lot more coming up, including a little bit of a spotlight on two amazing albums that I have with me today and that I would like to sample and comment on. The first being, of course, Omar Ofendam's amazing album, Syrian Americana. The other one being Tanya Saleh's amazing, amazing new album called Wehde. Spandana Foundation is a nonprofit organization striving to make a difference in the lives of underprivileged people in India in the areas of education, health, and basic standards of living. Spandana is run by volunteers and encourages all non-resident Indians to initiate social responsibility projects in their own native places with the support of Spandana programs. Learn more by visiting www.spandana.org, or you can email spandana@spandana.org. Back to the show, and basically back to Omar Ofendam, who unfortunately was not able to make it due to a personal delay in his schedule. But fear not, he will be at Stanford tomorrow and will be performing during the artist workshop called Brooklyn Beats to Beirut Streets. That takes place tomorrow right here at Stanford University, April 29th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. I'm certainly going to make it to the Coho right here at Stanford for that amazing event, and hopefully catch a brief interview with Omar Ofendam to make up for today's show. And I know that he would have loved to be here. I was very grateful for his wonderful phone call. Other than that, I was supposed to dedicate, or our wonderful student Ibrahim was supposed to dedicate the song Finjan to everybody listening and everybody who loves Arabic music. And we ended up playing another track from Omar Ofendam's amazing album, Syrian Americana. And the track we did play at that point was called The Arab Speaks of Rivers. But the actual song, Finjan, needed a little bit of an intro, which means that it wasn't so bad that we didn't just go into it, because it needs a little bit of a background. And let me just tell you very briefly that the song Finjan is based on a poem called Qari'at al-Finjan. The poem Qari'at al-Finjan is by a poet, one of Arabic literature's most famous modern poets. His name is Nizar Qabbani. And Nizar Qabbani wrote this song called Qari'at al-Finjan, which translates into The Coffee Cup Reader, a long time ago. And the poem was then set to song and recorded by none other than Abdul Halim Hafiz back in the 70s, the early 70s, and Abdul Halim Hafiz made the song a classic because it was pairing Nizar Qabbani's poetry with the amazing music and voice of Abdul Halim Hafiz. That song, Qari'at al-Finjan, was a classic, and it was really for the 70s, and it still lives on today. Well, here comes Omar Ofendam all these years later, 2010, and takes that song, Finjan, or calls it Finjan, Qari'at al-Finjan, and includes it on his album Syrian Americana, which is probably one of the best hip-hop albums out there. Frankly, it's one of the best albums ever out there, because he takes the poetry in Arabic, often includes it in the song, or samples old music and Arabic singers, and then remixes them, revamps them, and includes them with an amazing, amazing lyrical translation in English that can be defined as nothing less than poetry. So we've got these amazing lyrics in English to go with the Arabic original poem and the original verses, and they work so well together. And so just to wrap this up, the song Finjan, or the version we're going to hear by Omar Ofendam, talks about a young man who goes to visit a coffee cup reader. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, in the Middle East, after you drink that very sort of thick coffee, call it Turkish coffee or whatever you want to call it, there is this, tradition of turning the cup upside down and waiting for it to dry. And then you try to find a coffee cup reader. And if you don't have one handy, you go and pay for one. And she, often it's a woman, so I guess it could be male too, she looks at the coffee cup and looks at the person who drank that coffee cup and tells them of their future. And in this poem / song / revamped version, the coffee cup reader looks at the young man and tells him that his life is going to have plenty of love, but it's also going to have plenty of heartache, and that he will love many times over and over again. He will lose out in love many, many times over and over again, and he will always return like a defeated, conquered king, but that the journey itself makes the act of loving worth it, makes life worth it. So don't focus on the ending, focus on the journey, and you will have a meaningful experience. That, at least, is my interpretation of the Nizar Qabbani poem, and I'm going to leave it to you to kind of check out Omar Ofendam's version called Finjan. It begins with Omar Ofendam himself singing the lyrics in Arabic from the Nizar Qabbani original, word for word, and from that he moves into an amazing lyrical English translation of the work that is so faithful to the original, at least in the first couple of stanzas, and then at the end sort of goes into a sort of a modernized version of what a modern coffee cup reader might be talking about. So when you hear him talking about frappuccinos and demitasse, I'm sure that wasn't in the original, but something tells me you would have probably figured that out even without my help. So Omar Ofendam, and the song is Finjan. Don't remember to catch him tomorrow, Brooklyn Beats to Beirut Street, 2:30 to 4 p.m. here at Stanford University. Location is at the Coho. I hope you've been enjoying this show with me. I'm your DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and here we go with Finjan.
جلست والخوف بعينيها تتأمل فنجان المقلوب. قالت يا ولدي لا تحزن, فالحب عليك هو المكتوب.
You be at the fortune teller, probably reading your palm. You be at the fortune teller, probably
in both her eyes, pondering this Turkish coffee cup inverted. Carefully she worded destiny and time. Don't you grieve, my son, for love is written for you in the signs. Martyrdom for he who dies religiously, but love is blind. Your coffee cup is terrifying, a life of traveling and battling. A lot of love, a lot of death, a load of pain unravels as you're chasing after every woman on the planet, only to return like a defeated king, lascivious and lonely. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? A
love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback.
Now in the future, as a girl whose eyes alone can make you praise the Lord, lips shaped like grapes, beautiful. Her laugh is musical, and still the sky above's a gloomy gray. The rains and pours, roadblocked, deadlocked, immutable, a sight unusual. The woman of your dreams, sleeping in a palace tower, guarded by both thoughts and soldiers. Like so, which will make you cower in the princess of your heart, in a slumber from the start. Suitors lost, climbing fences to a brooder. Who'd have thought? Now I've read many poems and horoscopes before, but I have never seen a coffee cup resembling your coffee cup. I've never seen sorrows like the sorrows emanating from this demi-tasse. Your destiny's to walk on dagger tips of love so many times. The solitude of seashells and the weeping willow. We will see you stuck in currents of an oceanic love for females.
The details.
You love and lose a million times only to return like a dethroned king.
Lascivious and lonely.
Love is free. Why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Free to love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback. I read between the lines like fortune tellers with a coffee cup. And I ain't talking about them frappuccinos with that frothy stuff. Our peoples are of equal standing in the eyes of God we trust. But we're the ones who shoulder blame when errorism's army busts. I'm sick of asking why, when a kick of ash can fly. When a man is rich, weathering golden knowledge, he should try to treat the poverty of other brothers with consideration. Knowing that the highest form of flattery is imitation. It's another iteration of the same bitter taste with the same limitations. Faint recollections of her face in a lace, in the bars of the jail where there ain't visitation. Man, I hate being patient, rather be the doctor. Diagnose a higher dose of Maya Copanaccia. General Hospital, scrubbing soap or opera. Your local roster, connect the dot. Hope for God, to vengeance. Love is free, why the fortune teller charge me a fee just to say that? Love, but nobody's willing to reciprocate. I guess it's payback.
مقدورك أن تمضي أبدا في بحر الحب بغير قلوع وتحب ملايين المرات وترجع كالملك المخلوع.
يا عمر كلم عليه وموقف سلم عليه جاي من آخر دني وقفله مرة شو عليه. يا علي كلم عمر واقف ومادد إيديه قرب فشخة يا علي قرب وصول حلو هالقصة تعو مش ناقص
Entre le ciel et la terre, comment allumer la lumière? Ne me pousse pas, il y a de la place pour toi. Écoute ton cœur, battre les rythmes de la guerre. Pourtant tu pries sur des airs si sincères.
That was Amina, known by one name only, Amina, and the song was called Dis-moi pourquoi. It was taken from, it was included on several of her albums, including her album Anabi, but it also was part of this compilation called Desert Roses, this kind of CD compilation series that gets released and features some of the best singers from the Middle East and North Africa and beyond. Hopefully you enjoyed Amina. Before that, ladies and gentlemen, it was Tania Saleh, whose album Wehde has just hit the record stores, well, the online stores, and Tania Saleh, who is this amazing Lebanese singer who is out to fight all sorts of prejudices through her music, including religious intolerance and social inequities. Tania Saleh, this amazing singer, waited quite quite a while to release this album, and it was so worth the wait. It is her second album, Wehde, and it means unity. It also means a girl. It also could mean lonely and loneliness. And there is a play on the words. There is a message of tolerance and peace in those songs, but it is also has some humor in it in terms of the wordplay and the sardonic or ironic nature in which those lyrics tend to address such things as a religious-based system in Lebanon or the way the governing system of voting in Lebanon happens. Either way, she is anti-sectarian, and she has released this amazing album that stands as one of the best albums I have heard this year, coming especially from the Middle East and specifically from Lebanon, where Tania Saleh lives and resides. I'm also proud to say that I'm in touch with Tania Saleh, who has been so supportive and so grateful for 2KZSU 90.1 FM here at Stanford University for always featuring her songs. And certainly, if there is an album that needs to be spotlighted, it is Tania Saleh's album. Check it out. It's called Wehde. And if you're having any problems sort of spelling some of these words that I'm saying, you can always go to zookeeper.stanford.edu on the internet. You'll be able to see the kind of song I'm playing or the song I'm playing at that moment, but also by clicking on playlists by date, you can go to any date you'd like. So, if you, for example, if you wanted to hear or see the playlist for my show, you would go to today, Thursday, the 28th, and click on my show, Haiki Faksava by DJ Ramsey from 4 to 6 o'clock, and you will get a complete list, the playlist of artist and single, and or the name of the song, and also the album. So hopefully this will be one way to for you to discover more about this kind of music that sadly and unfortunately seems to be played only on such amazing radio stations as College Radio, KZSU 90.1 FM and others, but also, you know, never played on commercial radio, which is quite sad indeed, because as you can see, some of these songs and some of these singers are amazingly, amazingly talented and do a very good job of reaching the audiences both in the East and in the West. Tania Saleh is but one, and one of the best, of course, of those artists, which I've been playing through my show, Haiki Faksava, for the past, few weeks. And I'm glad you joined me on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. It's 5 minutes to 5 p.m. here in California. And I will be with you until 6 p.m. for Haiki Faksava. And of course, at 6 o'clock will be time for Trent K and her show, Ihile Aku Ahol Mai. That will be from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in for that. And of course, many more other shows coming up here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at KZSULive.stanford.edu. And I should say hello to anybody who's listening to us through the streaming show. I would say marhaba, and I would say hello, and bonjour, and bonsoir, and it depends where you are. Either way, thank you for listening, and especially if you're streaming from overseas, this is a very big, warm hello, marhaba to you. Thank you so much for tuning in, for supporting us, and also for, attempting to sort of bridge the gap between East and West by making the world see that they can go together in perfect harmony when they are mixed in the right way. The New Orleans Musicians Clinic provides affordable medical care and referrals to the more than 1,800 musicians and their families in the New Orleans area who have no other health care options to rely on. With federal funding ending and monetary donations dwindling, the NOMC is offering a special anniversary digital-only release of Get You a Healin', which features performances by Dr. John, B.B. King, Irma Thomas, and others. You can download it today from iTunes or Amazon.com. To make a cash donation, go to www.NewOrleansMusiciansClinic.org. That's www.NewOrleansMusiciansClinic.org.